Little Red Riding Hood, as told by George Czar and read by Georgia Lee Schultz. Once upon a time, there was a great forest with very tall trees and very green grass and many, many beautiful wildflowers growing all around. And in the middle of the great forest was a town. And on one end of the town, there was a white and brown painted cottage. And in one room of the cottage was a warm and toasty bakery. And in another room in the cottage was a woodsy-smelling carpenter shop. And living inside the cottage with the bakery and carpenter shop were a happy husband and wife named Grimbald and Leoba. Leoba was known as the best baker in the town. People journeyed miles and miles in their carts and their carriages and their wagons and on their horses from all the other towns just to visit the bakery inside the cottage. They came to buy Leoba's delicious cakes and her tasty cookies, and especially her famous mouth-watering cherry pies. And Leoba's husband Grimbald was a very clever carpenter who built tables and chairs and decorated carved walking sticks. People journeyed miles and miles in their carts and their carriages and their wagons and on their horses from all the other towns just to visit the carpenter shop inside the cottage. They came to buy his magnificent tables and sturdy chairs, and especially his magnificent carved walking sticks. But as remarkable as Leoba and her delicious cakes and cookies and cherry pies were, and as clever as Grimbald and his magnificent chairs and tables and beautiful carved walking sticks were, this story isn't about them at all. This story is about their young daughter. She was very smart and very clever, and her name was Chantel. But that's not what anybody called her. Instead of Chantel, they called her Little Red Riding Hood.